KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for scattered light showers today and a high around 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In an update to our earlier reports, especially those yesterday morning, Clarinda Police Department says that two male students from the Clarinda Academy who walked away from the facility early Tuesday morning were located by Academy staff later in the morning on Tuesday and apprehended without incident. They were found in the area of Highway 2 and O Avenue, about 2 miles west of Clarinda. The boys were reported to be missing a little after 3 a.m. Tuesday and were found a little more than 6 hours later. The Clarinda Academy is a residential foster care facility that provides residential treatment to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. The Cass County Auditor's Office yesterday said that they have been officially contacted and do declare that there will be an Atlantic School special election on April 2nd, 2019, with regard to a $9.5 million bond measure for the school facilities. Voting in the auditor's office and through the mail will begin on March the 4th of next year, and you may request a ballot by mail by using an absentee ballot request form on the auditor's website. The announcement follows action last week by the Atlantic School Board to have the measure placed on the ballot. You can read more about what that entails under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Audubon Community School District's Board of Education Monday night tabled the hiring of a superintendent to succeed Brett Gibbs, who retires at the end of the current school year. Gibbs said the decision was not something the board takes lightly.
You know, they're working their way through it. It's not an easy decision, and it's the biggest decision the board makes. They want to make sure they get it right, so they're actually following up with a couple candidates again on Wednesday and then hoping to make their decision sometime after that. Like I said, they're just, you know, of course, and with two districts involved, that adds to it as well. But they just want to be real careful, make sure that they make the best choice.
And there were originally 13 applicants for the superintendent's job in Audubon. Those were pared down to 5 finalists who were interviewed, and a couple of them will be interviewed again, as he mentioned. Once the final choice is made, Gibbs says they'll hold a public meeting and a vote. The Audubon School Board, he said, chose not to hire a search firm for the job of finding a superintendent. Instead, they relied in part on Gibbs' experience in guiding them at no cost.
12 years ago, they hired me. And I think 19 years before that, they hired Ron Dobson. And then I think the one superintendent before him was here 16, 17 years. So, you know, it's not something they do very often. And obviously something they want to make sure they're not going to have to do again anytime real soon. So they really, I guess I just wanted to follow up with a couple more candidates. Candidates they've already interviewed, but follow up with them, get a little more information before making their final decision.
And Gibbs says, in hindsight, not hiring a professional headhunting firm, as other districts have done, was probably something they won't do again.
In hindsight being what it is, I think I'd recommend that they do that. You know, those guys don't do it for free. As a matter of fact, I think Guthrie and Adair Casey are paying like $11,000 for their search, so it is pricey. But I think in hindsight, I think looking back, I think the board's thinking, wow, we should have hired a company that does a lot of the, it would have taken a lot of the work off of them and off of me if they'd hired a firm to do a lot of this background checking and follow-ups on references and all of that stuff. So it's, I think if they had to do it all over again, which hopefully they never will, I think they'd have gone with a firm.
And in the final business of the Audubon School Board on Monday night, they accepted 3 applications for early retirement from Randy Spees, Roxanne Hansen, and Joe Littleton. Well, due to some issues with students riding on the Griswold School District buses, the Griswold School Board on Monday voted to have ride-along bus monitors set in place around the start of the new year. Superintendent Dave Hendricks.
We've recently experienced more than normal discipline issues on some buses, so the board gave us the authority to put monitors on 3 different buses, and a monitor being a person that helps with the discipline on the bus. So we're currently trying to find people to fill those roles. Our goal is to start that as soon as possible after the first of the year.
Speaking of buses, Henrik says a third bus will be added to transport students during the afternoon from Lewis Elementary to the high school for a rendezvous. The current buses, he said, are very full, and the third bus, which will be added after the first of the year, will hopefully reduce crowding on the buses. In other business, the Griswold School Board set the date and time for a joint meeting between the board and the Lewis City Council to hear proposals from persons interested in buying the Lewis School facility. It'll be held January 16th at 6:30 p.m. in the Griswold Middle School High School building. The goal is to select one of the proposals to move forward in the sale process. They'll also have a meeting between the Griswold and Lenox school boards to discuss the shared position of superintendent, which expires in June. That meeting will be held February 6th at 6 p.m. at the Lenox High School and is again to discuss the potential extension of the current sharing agreement. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.